Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, and if you're on the East Coast, I guess it's Friday on the East Coast, too. I guess it's Friday everywhere in the world. I don't know what made me think of that, like it's only Friday in Chicago. But you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And again, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And you're tuned in on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio, the Don S. McClure Show. If you'd like to call me, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's my call-in number. And again, I hope it works. Sometimes people call and it doesn't light up on my board. I have no idea why. We've got a hot, hot show for you today. We are featuring Lena, and she is dynamic. And I told people, get their water jugs, go to their garages and get buckets. Go get whatever you got to get to stay cool, because this is going to be a hot, hot show. We are talking about passion, and you know what passion leads to. And probably because we've had so much snow, and we're going to get some more, we probably have more children born in this city in this time than any other time in the world. So probably when you look around 9 months from now, you'll remember we were in a snowstorm forever and a day. But again, you're enjoying a Friday evening with Don S. McClure. And I am having a ball. I had a chance today to send out one of the prizes that we had for Amaryllis Santiago. She's a recording artist, fantastic young woman. We sent one CD out to Mitzi in Memphis, and that was a good thing. And then today we had a chance, because she was the 25th person to email me, to send a photo signed by her and a CD to Marcella Caldwell, and she's in Detroit, Michigan. So let me hear you give it up, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio. Yay! Yay! Oh, that was corny. That was really corny. Anyway, but she did win, so we're going to mail her stuff out today to her. And I want to give some shouts out. I want to send a shout out to our listeners, to Latoria Doxson. Now, she's in Atlanta, Georgia. And there's an Anthony Doxson, Atlanta, Georgia. And then there's Stephanie Hollins in Atlanta, Georgia. So we got some new people in Atlanta, Georgia. And I will be in Atlanta, Georgia on March the 28th. I'm doing a book signing, and we will be playing my radio show live from the Hyatt Regency downtown in Atlanta. So if the Doxsons and the Hollins want to come, they need to get a book at my website, www.dsmpublications.net. And they'll be able to attend that great show and get a copy of a book and get it signed by me. Now, of course, we want to send a shout-out to our Peoria people, Dorothy Parker in Peoria, Abraham Lane, LaDonna Horton, Katrina Carr, Arnisha Johnson, Joanne Jackson, Robert Jackson. Man, a lot of these people got the same last names. I wonder if they're related or something. And Sam Eggleston, he's in Peoria. And Rhonda Eggleston, she's in Peoria. And then there's a Charles Esco. I think it's pronounced Esco. But that's senior. He's in Indianapolis, Indiana. He's a new listener for us. And our representative got him to listen, Miss Evelyn Young. She's a great representative in Indianapolis. So there's a shout-out to Mary Esco, Charles Esko Jr., Charles Esko III. I wonder if there's any more Eskos. Kenya Esko, Kendra Esko. Let's see who else is on here. Kenya and Kendra. Man, I got to learn how to read these names better. Crystal Welch Bolden and Ralph Bolden, and all of them are in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I definitely want to send a shout-out to them because they're good new listeners. We have reached 10,558 listeners to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I think that is totally amazing. Some audiences, some singers, some churches don't have 10,000 people, so that's pretty good. Now, like I told you, we're going to have a hot, hot show today. Lena is a fantastic, I mean amazing, recording artist. But the word for today, and we always have a word, is called passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N. Of course, you know how to spell it. And our show examines the importance of this word. It's a strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement for something or about doing something, a strong feeling such as anger. You can have passionate anger that causes you to act in a dangerous way. I didn't know that. A strong sexual romantic feeling for someone. Now, we all know about that passion where you just go crazy. I know when I hear Amarilla sing or Lena, any of my singers, I get crazy in the head, so I'll have a lot of passion for them, and that's really great. Then, of course, passion is everyone could see passion in their approach to their work. A controversy that has stirred passion. I think our Congress has a lot of passion not to work with our president, but they got to get their act together. Performance is a full passion. She spoke with passion. The crime of passion, of course, we don't want to talk about that. But actually, we're going to talk a little bit about crime because there's a soundtrack from High Crimes that Lena did that's fantastic. Music has always been a passion for people. Opera singers have passion. And, of course, students write passion for the literature that they deal with. Now, a lot of times we look at these different things and we try to figure it out and we wonder what's going on in our world today. But there was an interesting story on the news. In Birmingham, Alabama, to show you how much passion is out there, and I want you to look that word up and get involved in it, there was a brain surgeon, and this is a true, true story. There was a brain surgeon stuck in the winter storm recently in Birmingham, Alabama. And he was the only brain surgeon that was 6 miles away from this hospital, and they called him on his cell phone and told him that they had a patient that needed emergency brain care. And could he get there? And not realizing he was 6 miles away and stuck in a winter storm, he said, okay, he was going to try to get there. Well, they sent the police out to pick him up and bikes, and everybody was running down the road trying to find this doctor. So since he couldn't get his car to move, this doctor walked 6 miles to Trinity in Birmingham, Alabama, got there, asked the nurse what was wrong, she told him, went into the surgery room, and did a successful brain surgery on a patient. I know that patient was glad to know that a doctor had that much passion to get out of his car with his sweats on and walk 6 miles. And this is an actual true story. I mean, I was amazed. So when you think about passion, and we're going to talk more about that, we're going to get involved in the word passion. We want to know what your passion looks like. But before we start this track by Lena, I got a chance to hear her on High Crimes. And, of course, I like movies, and I'm impressed with Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman. And Morgan Freeman and Judd, I can't think of her last name. She was in a movie. And the ending song was by Lena, and it's called I'm Not the Enemy. Well, I started looking up things on Lena and enjoying what she did, and I found this song that we're going to play today that a lot of you could use for your theme song. Now, it's called If You Can't Say Nothing Good, Don't Say Nothing At All. And this song, when she wrote this, Don't Say Nothing At All If You Can't Say Nothing Good, was just an amazing song to me because I always look up the words to these songs. And the song, when you're singing the song, she likes to record like she's back in the old days, and she goes, mm-mm-mm, a lot of times in the song, so I want you to kind of go along with that. But listen to the beginning words to this song. She made it to work about 10 minutes late. Just like I thought, it's the boss. He was up in her face. To top it off, somebody spilled coffee on her dress. And then needless to say, there was a coworker who was being nosy, who was just gossiping on the phone. And she said she really didn't even want to be there. She wanted to go home. Then she said her man was tripping and thinks that he made a mistake, by getting with her. But when she got home, she said, hey, I'm telling you, look, all these bills are due, and out of that attic, and you're having some bum sex anywhere around here. She said, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. So for all you people that want to say something bad to your girlfriend, to your cousin, to your wife, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. And maybe go out and buy this song by Lena and play it. But we're going to get to Lena's track, and then after that, we're going to play a PSA. And I'm cracking up because I love this song. So if you can't say nothing good about my show, guess what? Don't say nothing at all. Telling people off, wasn't she? She said her dog was barking because he wants to go out. Somebody yelling, and she don't know what that's about. My neighbor's frowning, saying, we need to talk. better watch what you say because my patience is short. Actually, she said shot. I said, man, Lena, something else. But anyway, that's Lena, and you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night with our 10,000 listeners. And if you want to join in, you can reach me at email. Now, we've changed my email to the actual email that I really should have been using. So write this down. You can reach me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. And that's the official email. So it's Don S. McClure, which is easy to remember, the one and only, at dsmpublications.net. That was my girl, Lena. And the first time, like I said, I got a chance to hear her, it was actually doing a Morgan Freeman movie, and I was very excited about that. Lena's just an amazing artist. Now, actually, her name is Shelina, S-H-E-L-I-N-A, but she goes by Lena. Her last name is Wade. She was born in Denver, Colorado, and she was raised in Texas. And Lena's introduction to music started at the age of 4. Now, can you believe that Lena's been singing along? She's beautiful. And if you look at my signboard on my website for the Blog Talk Radio, you'll see pictures of her. But this young lady started when she was 4 years old. She began singing at church, singing, oh, Lord. And after cultivating her gospel and jazz roots by touring, what the heck is wrong with me? I've been drinking too much sugar. By touring with the church choir, performing with her mother and singing at social gatherings, Lena signed with Atlantic Records. Now, she was so sharp, Lena actually had her own label first. But she was influenced by singers like Josephine Baker, Sarah Vaughan, Sade, and she began developing everything that she wanted to do in singing. And I thought that was just an amazing, amazing situation there. But anyway, Lena went on to do different things, and she came out with a soundtrack, which was really, really good. So I guess the people from behind the movie at High Crimes wanted to get Lena's song as the last song on I'm Not the Enemy. And I was really taken by that song. Plus, it's Ashley Judd. That's who it was. Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman was in the movie. And that was in 2002. So that shows you how long she's been around. But Lena is what we call neo-soul. And I kind of like what she sings. So we're going to get a chance to hear I'm Not the Enemy. And if you get a chance, go to Redbox or Netflix or Amazon and download the movie. The movie was actually pretty good. Morgan Freeman is in there, and anything that he does is also amazing. So, again, I know you'll enjoy that, but the last soundtrack on the movie is done by Lena. And from my understanding, I think she wrote that. So that was by Lena and Jeeve, J-E-E-V-E, and it was performed by Lena, and it was on the courtesy of Atlantic Recording Group, and the arrangement with Atlantic was done by Warner Special Products. So, again, Lena's really out there. But let's take a listen to this track, I'm Not the Enemy, and I'm not your enemy, and you're not my enemy, and all my friends are not my enemies. I think you've been drinking too much soda on this show. But anyway, this is the Don S. McClure Show. We're going to play I'm Not the Enemy by Lena, my favorite featured artist. And I know you're going to enjoy her. And we're going to use this song in the play that I want to do. And we're still fumbling around with whether we're going to do the play or do the DVD. But either way, we're going to do something with I'm Not the Enemy. So this is a great track. I want you to listen to this. Sit back and enjoy Lena.
me, boy, I'm not the enemy.
And we're back, and that was Lena. So again, you know, in watching these movies, and I'm laughing because my producer was telling me, maybe you acted crazy because that's all the pork and beans you ate the other day. Because I ate a whole can, a big can of bush pork and beans, and now my stomach is killing me, man. I can't believe that. But anyway, and I'm eating Chinese today, but, and you know what? And I had a taste for some Spam. Can you believe I ate some Spam? A Spam sandwich. Oh, man, this is crazy. Anyway, I enjoyed Lena, so the more I got into Lena and listening to her sing, the more I wanted to know about this young lady that was a fantastic singer. Well, I looked up some of the interviews that was done by Morning Star, and can you imagine somebody between 18 and early 20s having their song played in a major motion picture with Morgan Freeman in it? I mean, this young lady is just super sharp. So Lena is what they wrote, is Lena is the rare artist that channels the spirit and vibe of a bygone era. That means, I guess, past gone, effortlessly, merging the vocal style of jazz standards and the 1920s swing with a modern production style. Lena has a sound that is all her own, and I believe it. And in 2001, when she emerged on Atlantic, the track that you heard was on Stranger on Earth. And then, of course, it was followed up by a couple of other albums. But Lena is really a great artist. So when they asked her about Neo Soul, how does your new album differ from your previous work? Well, the music I truly adore is jazz and roaring 20s swing music. That's my foundation. Now, that's what she said. But I also listen to people like Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, soul, R&B. So my first album was more 20s vintage. And you hear me talk a lot about the 20s and the 30s because a lot of us pull from that. Well, that was something that influenced a lot of people, and it influences music today. So a lot of times when we're listening to artists, and again, I want you to look her up. It's Lena, L-I-N-A. And she said something that I thought in the interview that was amazing. She was talking about how the Internet, the industry is clearing itself with the retailers closing down and the record companies laying off thousands of people. It's like karma. There was a lot of superficial music out there. It didn't feed our souls. People didn't have a choice. Radio controlled what we listened to. Now with the Internet and YouTube, people actually have a choice. And with that, they become stronger listeners. I think it's a good time for artists that are coming from the heart. And that's what we were talking about with passion. She sings with a lot of passion, and that's what you got to find inside of yourself. What drives your passion to make you do the things that you really want to accomplish? Like that doctor that walked 6 miles in the snow, and it was cold in Alabama, to fuel that passion to get there to do a major surgery. And he's the only brain surgeon in that whole hospital that was that talented and that good. I guess the only one in that area at that time. But imagine you being saved by somebody with a lot of passion. So the next time you see that word or you think about your passion, I know I have a passion to be one of the greatest writers out there. So I think you need to take a look at that and see what's going on and examine that word a little more. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We got 33 more minutes into the show. We got to take a quick PSA. And this segment of the show is sponsored or supported by Amaryllis Santiago, recording artist, fantastic Latin singer. So I'm really glad to have her support, and I look forward to doing even more things with her. But let's take a quick PSA. I'll be right back. We could talk more about Lena and a few of the other artists that we're featuring tonight on the Don S. McClure Show.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
Bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. We'll look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't
think... It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I have a caller. So who's on my telephone line?
It's me, Amaryllis, wishing you an awesome Friday, and you're listening.
Oh, no, it's my friend. Wait. Tell him how you taught me how to say La Tico Tico or Tico Taco.
Brother, now you know you've had way too much sugar today. It's Taquito. These taquitos.
Okay, he's Tico. See, everybody, I know some Spanish. I don't care what. What's her name? Helen Garver or whatever her name is. Rosetta Tinko or whatever.
Rosetta Stone.
I think I have had too much. Actually, it's too much Chinese food tonight. But how you doing in your cold city?
Oh, I'm telling you, we're just doing everything to stay warm, brother.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, you know, I think the world of you. And actually, we had a winner today. We mailed out your information, one of your photographs, and a CD. We mailed it out to Miss Sheila Caldwell in Michigan. So she says she's going to play
wonderful.
It. And yeah, she's enjoying it. And I started not to send it, but I said, well, I got to send it. So I started to keep it. But anyway.
Well, we're enjoying the show over here in Pennsylvania. You keep up the wonderful work. And Lena, that girl can sing.
That girl can sing, girl. She can't, that's why she said that song. My boyfriend asked me for some sex. I lost my job. They threw coffee on me. I like that song. I really like that song. And if you can't say that, girl, don't say nothing at all.
That's right. That's right. Well, you have a beautiful evening. We're here listening to you, and we just love you to pieces.
Okay, and I'll talk to you soon. Tico Taco.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, that was my girl there, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, somewhere in the Pennsylvania area. Gee, I need a geography class. Anyway, we're going to go back to Lena. She's singing a song called You Love. Now, this is from The Chronicles of a Lady Songbird, and I was really amazed by this song. And after we do this song, then we're going to talk a little bit more about passion. We got a little bit more for Lena. And guess what? It's supposed to snow in Chicago. So, again, I mean, man, how many more weekends do I have to be locked up? I mean, not in jail, just locked up away from everybody. But anyway, get your buckets out because you're going to enjoy this song. Drink a lot of water and cool off because it's going to be a hot song coming up. You Love from Lena, The Chronicles of a Lady Songbird.
You kissed me in a dream. Ask myself, what does this mean? Ooh, when could it come true? I still can hear those words you said playing like a record inside my head. Yes, they I'm try to lose myself in his arms, even though he loved me wrong. What did I do?
She let him go. So for all you girls that let your guys go, that you want back, you better go buy the CD and play it so you can sing like that, because she didn't know why she let him go. But anyway, that was a track. Was it da-ba-dee-ba-da-ba-doo-ba? And yes, I can sing. I don't care what nobody say. Can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. Oh, man, that was a track. I told you it was going to be hot tonight. That's Lena, and you can tell the versatility. I mean, she goes from one extreme to the other. But that neo soul, I mean, that's something that's just amazing. And this girl started singing when she was 4 years old. Can you imagine that, a four-year-old growing up to just burn the tracks like that? Lena's really great, and I'm glad we're featuring her tonight. And that's true passion. And again, I want you to check out what your passion is. If you're passionate about something, songwriting, producing, acting. I know I saw my nephew in a movie, and he's got a little nice role in there. I was shocked that it was good and enjoyed it. I showed it on Facebook. He's acting like a little gangster in a car, and it was really good. So if you get a chance, check out Blood Money. It's a new film coming out, and it has my nephew in it, Spanky. Woo, woo, woo. Man, that sounds retarded. But anyway, it is going to be a good movie. And no, it's not the sugar. Actually, It's the chicken this time. I think the Chinese people put something in their chicken. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show. I'm definitely enjoying Lena. Make sure you get that CD, You Love Lena, The Chronicles of a Lady Songbird. And I mean, you will enjoy that. We got one more track on Lena, and then we're going to jump to another artist. But I'm telling you, man, we got some artists. The best artists in the world are on the Don S. McClure Show. Now, this next track is called Hope, Wish, and Pray. And what it's talking about, again, we're always talking to you young ladies out there. We're telling you that this is a song that Lena has put together where it's hope, wish, and pray. And the words are, I've been running for so long, like dodging, falling in love, and not letting it hit me upside the head like Cupid. And you got my back against the wall. And as I slide down, holding my face, all I can do is pray that you won't take me down the wretched road again. Then the chorus sings, I hope, wish, and pray that I never see the day you should walk away, because she don't want to lose her great man. So, you know, you get kind of scary when you fall in love. You don't know what to do. You call your girlfriend on the phone and say, oh, girl, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm so in love. Why'd it happen? So anyway, let me play this song. Hope, wish, and pray, and I hope you ain't wishing and praying out there. But anyway, okay, girl, I'll play this song. Okay. Oh, man, that's too much sugar. Let me play this track. That was Lena. Don't forget to try to get those soundtracks, because all of these young ladies on my show, they sing with a lot of passion, and I want you to check that out. We got another artist coming up called Adriana Evans. She's born in 1974, San Francisco, California, and this young lady can blow. And again, we feature some of the greatest artists that's out there, and she's classified as soul singer, songwriter, R&B. But basically, they fit in the category of neo-soul. I guess it's bringing that new live sound to music. And imagine you growing up in San Francisco, but you're the daughter of a great jazz singer, Mary Stallings. That's her mother. And she sang with Cal Jada, did a lot of great things with Duke Ellington and some of the others. So she grew up with that. And Pharoah Sanders is like her godfather. So these are jazz legends. And so to grow up with that kind of information and stuff like that is really great, to be able to start singing early and get involved. Now, when we talk about passion, the artists have to have that too, because sometimes things happen in our careers and in the industries that we're not really fond of. We just don't get sometimes where we want to go. Well, Adriana, with her first debut album, she wasn't quite happy with the music industry. So I guess after it came out, she became disillusioned with the industry, and she took refuge in Brazil. And she didn't record for a long time and did a follow-up album in 2004, Nomadic. And the album came out, and she did some releases, and things were going okay for her. So in 2010, she came out with an album called Walking the Night. And we're going to feature some of those tracks tonight. But I want you to look up her name, Adriana Evans, Evans. Hey, that's the same last name of my sister. She's a McClure Evans. And my favorite niece that says, I love you so hard, Uncle Don. She's a Evans. Hey, maybe we're related. But I think this young lady can sing. And so, again, listening to some of the great artists out of San Francisco, doing some great things, look up Adriana, and you will probably enjoy it. Now, we're going to do, as we usually do on our show, a long music track. So we're going to play both the songs by Adriana, Suddenly, and a song called Sooner or Later. And both of those were nice tracks, and they're out there, and you can get those and write her name down and see what you think. Then when we come back, we're going to talk more about passion. But I want you to hear these two tracks, a little bit different from Lena. But Adriana and her mother was Mary Stallings. And after she came out with her first recordings, she just wasn't that happy with the music industry. But she stuck with it. And that's the thing about passion. You have to stick with what you believe in. And knowing that one day it's going to turn into what you want it to be, you put all the passion that you've got into whatever it is you're doing. But let's give a listen to Adriana.
Honey,
Special. We're going to play a lot of these love songs, and I hope people get a chance to dance and have a good time. We're going to end the show with a Diana Krall song. And again, remember I'm always telling you that I watch movies? Well, this song was in a Clint Eastwood movie. And believe it or not, guess who wrote the song? Clint Eastwood. Why Should I Care? And it was a great movie. It's in True Crime. So if you want to go look up that movie, True Crime, Clint Eastwood, and the singer's name is Diana Krall. So I want you artists out there who's thinking about singing, maybe actually think about approaching some of the movie companies and trying to get your songs with some of those companies. Write to Tyler Perry. But keep your passion involved. We've only got 3 more minutes left for the show. I'm going to play Diana Krall, written by Clint Eastwood. I'm going to step up on out here, get ready for the snowstorm, see if I can catch my producers. And, yes, I want some more Bush baked beans. Beans are good for your heart. I won't say the rest of it, but we're going to play this song and get out of here. Diana Krall is going to sing. And, again, I want everybody to have a good weekend. Stay out of the snow if you can. And don't forget, enjoy life, because that's all you have. And Diana's going to take us out this weekend, and I'll be back next weekend, next Friday. So Diana Krall, K-R-A-L-L, look that name up. Why should I care? And I don't know, and why should I care? And why should anybody care? I guess because it's a good thing to care.
Was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away, and one who just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should should I?